Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Fucking nice hat.
Thanks. That was a 3 minute mark and y'all already hit it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
We in here now.
Yep.
It's good to be back. Good to be here. What is up with the computer?
It's doing computer things.
Is it doing computer things? Your computer is a piece of shit.
Thank you.
Oh, now it's
Oh, that
zoomed in. Hold on, I gotta get the hand back up.
no.
Hand
Don't forget.
I think it's that's bad. That's the internet.
Never
It probably
forget
sucks. It's all good.
that hand. It'll be all right.
Now you're just doing it. Now you're just looking crazy because it's not gonna look like
Welcome you.
that. What up?
Welcome back, heads. Man, what a past couple days we have had. What a past week. Welcome you to Porch Talk. It's your host Alan, and what's up, Dick John? Dude, what's
What
up?
up?
And what's up, Will?
What up, guys?
And what's up, Jenkins? Down there on the
We're here. We're here.
we're here. We square.
Yeah. John's doing hand puppets. And
Yeah,
clown
this is
fish.
one of those episodes where we highly recommend watching it. It'll be in what's the lowest resolution? Two.
I think it's 720p now. I think they did away with everything else.
Okay, we'll be at 320p.
Nice.
Or maybe this case 420p. I don't know.
420p.
420p. Trust us, you do not want to see us in high definition.
It's better this way. I've always said that.
I have a long hair that sticks out of my forehead. Y'all don't want to see that.
And got one of the nipples.
That's kind of nuts.
Yeah, huh?
It's 30.
Did y'all have season summer of incest on your bingo card for this summer?
I did not.
I heard John bumping it as he was
Yeah,
coming up.
I was rocking with it, and then I heard, controversial lyrics, and I'm like, oh shit, what is this?
So
Yeah,
actually, no.
Kanye went all out.
Yeah,
He went all out
I
with
only
this
heard
album.
two things about it. I heard one that sucked and one it goes hard, and they're both right.
Yeah.
Right?
Well spoken.
Yeah, I
Hell
mean,
yeah.
pun intended.
Yes, very much.
That's a great one. Yeah, it went from yay to gay. But
The
again,
G silent.
yes.
The G is silent.
A.
A.
But he got him.
Got him.
Yeah,
Hey, we sitting here right now talking
we
about it.
talked about
Right.
him.
We're
Yeah.
talking about it.
Yep. He got what he wanted.
I was honestly, though, I was hoping for the red album cover with the swastika, like was predicted. That's what I wanted to see. That was the Kanye album I wanted to see.
The Black Klansman's pretty,
Yeah.
it's pretty up there.
That's a good one, yeah. And the single World War III's got the white hood and a kind of a silhouette looking thing. So he's hitting all the buttons.
It's definitely an artistic route
Yeah.
to take.
I think it's aside from the sucking dick part, I think it's fucking great. Like I was telling you guys at dinner, I was all in until, I saw my cousin Dick. I saw my cousin Dick. What the fuck? What the fuck? Why would you even suck your cousins anyway? Why not find some random stranger to try it out the first time?
Man, keep it in the
I guess you get an
family,
honest opinion that way.
man.
You're like,
Shit.
man,
Yeah,
he got a little toothy there
I
and
mean, he
tore his
did it for you
hand.
since he was 2014,
Until
so I
he's
guess,
14, yeah.
I guess it was good enough for
Yeah,
him.
shit. I mean, there's some years of giving head there.
Well, buddy.
You gotta figure something out every now and then.
Like, yeah. Giving them pointers and shit.
We'll get Alan on that. Tell us how long it takes you to learn how to do it.
It's an awfully odd thing, but I happen to be an expert in this field, and I gotta say it's person by person.
Yeah, I can
Doesn't
see that.
even hurt his jaw anymore.
Yeah.
Yep, that's I've always said that.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, something, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great.
It's been a while. I'm gonna say the last 2 months probably been some of the wildest times ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even COVID, even including COVID times.
Yeah. That was pretty wild. No, we lived through that, but
Yeah. And
now we're living through some even wilder shit,
yeah,
right?
now we're like, damn, I wish
Basically, kind
COVID
of miss
times were here.
COVID.
Well, like just the drive to Peking today just reminded me of some of the good times. Like,
Man.
why don't I ever see any good street action, Brother Cub? I apologize, but we had
Boy,
some live action this
that
evening.
live action, it was good.
Man, he was just...
And what a great week for road rage. Did y'all see the viral video of the chick in Delco, the Philadelphia area that got out and just like shit on the hood of a
The
car?
car, yeah,
The
I saw that.
hell, fucking, that's a me tie stop
And
right there.
then a day later, there was a video of her going to jail.
And that would also be me. I would probably shit while they were taking me out, though, just to make them deal with
There you go. Bend
it.
over, squat, call.
This shit of power is right here.
Little power shit on you now.
I hope it bubbles out, hits you in
Okay. Joke's on you, asshole. I ate Arby's.
Yeah. The spicy three pepper sauce, here it comes.
Oh,
Sure, you want me to do that? That's what I asked them one time when they told me to squat and cough. I'm like, bro, I ate some fucking tacos earlier. You sure you want me to do that?
yeah.
Like, I don't know that I want to do that. Can we just get this part? I'd be fucking with them, dude. Every time I go, I'm always in a great mood for something.
I was too, dude. Like, when I went to jail that night, I was in a hell of a mood. Like, right when I pulled over, you do a breathalyzer? No. Will you do a
No.
field sobriety? No.
No.
He said, "Will you pull your truck right over there?" And I
No.
said, "Yeah, that's fine."
I'll be
I'll do
saying no.
that. And I said, "What do you want me to do after that?" he said, "Go ahead and get whatever you want out of that truck. Lock it up, and I want you to let the tailgate down and sit on the tailgate. Wait for me."
I don't feel like I can do
And
that, officer. Steps.
I didn't get the tailgate good down, and they wrapped that roadblock. He said, "All right, you can come with me."
They're done.
They're like the guy in the coma just left Columbus.
I mean, he did cuff me behind my back, but he let me ride shotgun. And the whole time to the station, we was just talking about life.
I'm like, yeah, I had a lot of shit going on before this happened, dick.
My how's life going? Not too great right
Not
now.
Not very well.
All things
25
considered.
minutes ago, I was in a fucking fantastic spot.
Man.
Right now, not so good.
Things were so good.
I told him, I was like, it'll probably be, I hope it'll be okay. He says,
But we gonna make
yeah,
it.
we're gonna get there. Yeah.
A year later, you own a liquor store.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ironic. I'm coming.
No.
I am coming up on my anniversary for the DUI.
Think about having your breathalyzer and having to drive all you're having to drive now.
Yeah.
Blowing it four times in one trip.
Yeah.
Really
God, man. Damn.
And it was always
I
like
love making fun of you about
Keith did too.
that.
He's like, "Hey, it's Kanye should have wrote a song about this. I had to blow my truck." Every time I go, he said, "Go blow your truck so you can go home." I'm not even mad. That's pretty good.
And
If you didn't blow it right, you don't get to go home.
That's
Nah.
and if you try too many times,
They'll come take you home.
they'll come take you home.
They'll come take you somewhere, not where you want to
And they're
go.
gonna take your truck to the pound.
Yeah, and then you gotta fucking get out of hop again.
Yeah, and if you use your teeth, you get smacked on top of your head.
Yep.
It's very true.
Fair enough. Just tell them, be like, man. So I've gotten some DUIs. I've gotten two. I've never gotten pulled over and gotten a DUI. I've always gotten car accidents.
He's like, no, he's like, you didn't know where to, you couldn't even run
And
anyway.
one time, the last one, when I was in my little yellow car, I was sitting there actively trying to get my car out of this person's yard when the cops came up. He saw me a little while later and asked me how I was doing, all that. And then he came, "Do you remember what you said to me when I came up on you in that yard that morning?" I'm like, "That was you?" I'm like, "There's no fucking telling, bro." Yeah. And he's like, "You told me that you was going a little fast and lost control. Yeah, well, yeah, I said, yeah, that's what happened.
That's what happened.
He said, you think you could remember exactly how fast you were going? I said, man, last time I looked down, had to been 65. This is in 35.
Jesus.
I flew that little Veloster over some railroad tracks, spun around backwards, went down the road backwards in drive, and smashed backwards into this person's tree in their yard that was on an incline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there was no way out. There, I couldn't say, but hey, guess what? Paid an attorney. Didn't even have to blow my car.
There you go.
Dismissed.
Damn. Yeah.
Dismissed.
You.
Wow.
And it's been long enough now I can actually talk about it.
How about them apples? I got one back when we were teenagers.
Oh, you got one of those youth ones.
No. I wrecked when I was drunk.
Oh, fun.
Well, actually, I passed out. You know, you get so drunk and you get behind the wheel, you just fall asleep.
Fall asleep, yeah. Get comfortable, get warm.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly. I was, we had drunk some of those. You remember when the Platinums first came out?
Bud Light Platinums.
Yeah. And, you know, they hit a little harder.
Yeah, they were 6.9.
I sent my buddy to the store, and I was like, man, just get a 12-pack of Bud Lights, because we were all just hanging over at his house. It was right by State Line. And he came back. Because all we were doing was playing video games. I think we was playing like Call of Duty or some shit. But he come back with that Platinum. When we sat there and drank that whole 12-pack. And he's, you good to drive? You good to leave? I said, yeah, I'll be fine. I made it about halfway home. I was on these dirt roads. And I fell asleep. And next thing I know, I woke up. And I was literally staring straight up, dude. Like headlights down, and I bet I had to look like a UFO or something. And
oh, so you were on a back road too.
Yeah, I ran my truck off in a culvert.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
And I called my buddy and I said, hey, I wrecked. I broke my nose and I broke the steering wheel.
God,
my nose broke the steering wheel.
And I was like, I think I'm broke a tire rod too. Can you come pull my truck out, or at least just sit with me till the sun comes up? He said, yeah, I'll be over that way in just a little bit. He's like, where are you at? And I said, you know where Bethlehem Baptist is? He said, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, go down that dirt road. You'll see me.
you'll see.
He said, when I got there, he said, man, you scared me to death. He said, I beat on that glass for like 5 minutes. He said, you was just passed out on the steering wheel like this. He said, I thought you was dead. I was like, I was just sleeping.
Yeah. Just taking a nap.
Patiently waiting.
Oh, yeah.
I was just taking advantage of inertia.
Yeah. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't open my door. I guess I could have like tried to climb through the window, but I was like, I was drunk.
You were drunk. You were comfortable.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
But that was a funny thing. Like, and then he gave me a ride home. And right when I showed up with no truck, my grandpa was, but he'd always say shit like this to me. He said, what'd you fuck up now? And I said, I wrecked my truck last night. It's on its way to Earl Shaw's. And he said,
you drunk, Lenny.
Yep.
Yeah.
Said, yep.
That's what I always get. You're drunk, Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
Sure was.
Well, at least you're alive. You didn't kill nobody.
Yep.
There you go.
That's about the only positive.
Yeah, only thing. At least you didn't kill anybody. Didn't go to jail.
But good old days.
Well, that was because, you know, you were in bumfucked Egypt in Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, nobody going to come by.
Well, nobody going to come by and find you.
That's why I told my buddy, I was like, man, you know, I don't care if you can get my truck out of this ditch or not. I was like, just bring the rest of the beer and just come sit here.
Make the best of this.
I'm just waiting for Earl Shaw. He told me if I'd wait till the morning, he wouldn't charge me for overnight service. So I opted for 7 a.m.
Yeah, nice. I will be waiting on you, sir. I can't fucking go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just give me a ride after he comes and gets it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think on my DUI, on the paperwork, you know, at the courthouse or whatever, the
cop put on there that my speed was 110 miles an hour. I was running from it and didn't even know it. Had no clue I was running from it.
Damn.
I was already flying anyway.
Those blue lights are just like the video.
He chased me for like a good minute. Good minute. I mean, I was he chased me from Reform all the way to the end of Palmetto.
Damn.
And I had no clue. It was like later I saw it in my rearview mirror. I saw it like in the distance. I saw the damn.
Oh, he's whipping his ass.
Yeah. I had no clue. I was running from him. He was like,
hey, he was just hauling ass.
Yeah. I was ready to get home. And I wasn't far from it either. But I remember I saw the blue lights and I punched the gas a little harder.
Thought about it.
Then I let off. I was like, no, I don't need to do that. Yeah. That was
funny. Wild. Not worth it.
Just think, man.
I probably could have got away with it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you were doing good.
Yeah.
So.
Hey,
show up to school or work the next day. And man, did you do that spray paint job on your car yourself?
Yeah. Trying to see if I can rattle cam, see how it looks if I rattle cam the whole thing.
Yeah.
You changed the tag number too. That's how it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know.
It's an antique now.
You know, 25 years or whatever.
Trying to save a little money. Well, if y'all ever find yourself going to Sam's Club in Tuscaloosa, they are dead serious about closing time.
Yeah. Yeah, like 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
When I think 8 o'clock in a business like that, it's 8 o'clock and I get in the door and then I'm in. That ain't the case.
Think about it. Yeah, think about it like this. Think about it if it was Al's Music and Spirits.
We let them in.
Yeah.
Think about it if it was 9 or 10:07.
Let them in.
Stay over there.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been doing it, man.
Oh, well, all right.
Let people in at like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
When we close at 8.
Thursday, closing time's 8. I stay till 10.
I don't see why you're not open till 10 on Thursday, honestly.
Yeah.
It's party day.
Yep. And, I mean, they do. And that was the main thing they said. They said, what time are you closing? And I said, sign says 8, but I think I was going to stay open at 10. And they were like, yeah, there's a couple parties tonight. You'll probably do well. And I was like, I'll take your advice. And they did.
Yeah,
when they needed more, they sent the sober one to go get it.
So they said,
yeah,
the sober enough one,
sober enough one.
Yeah,
you think he'll sell to you? Yeah, I ain't drinking 45 minutes. I go get it.
I had a sip of water.
Yeah, I had a sip of water when we ate 10 bratwursts, so I think I'm all right.
Yeah, so we had a big. Drill out this past Saturday, and so me and Danny went over to Sam's Club. We pulled up, and I don't know why he thought about it, but I was glad he did. We were leaving Columbus, which is what, you know, what, 50 minutes?
Yeah, right at an hour. Right.
But we got to get on Skyland.
Yeah,
you got to get to the other side.
So it's probably about an hour and 10 minutes, which we made pretty good time, and it was Thursday, so it was raining like a bit.
Well, and in Tuscaloosa, if it's raining, you don't know what kind of traffic you're going to get.
Oh, no.
But we were fortunate. It was bad rain, but actually pretty smart traffic.
That is, y'all did get really fortunate.
We pulled up at 7:55 in that damn parking lot.
And dude, right when we got out, there was like 4 staff members at Sam's Club outside smoke break.
Yeah.
And they said, baby, you better run.
You got 4 minutes.
And I said, to the door. And she said, no, you got to get in, get your stuff and get out in 4 minutes. I said, oh boy. And Lou walked in, turned left to the art car, the cart aisle.
Yeah,
they ain't no carts.
They hid the carts.
You ain't shopping.
You come in and get what you got to get, motherfucker, and you get out.
Yeah. You use your two hands and do your best.
Yep, that's what he did.
There ain't no month shopping right now. You get in your one or two items you got to have for tomorrow and get the fuck on up out of here.
That's exactly what happened.
What it was. They were like literally like coming off from one end of the store with like push brooms. Like, get the fuck out of here.
But every time you run into one, they'd be like,
hey, you better go. You better hurry up.
Yeah. Every one of them like,
yeah, hey, you still in here?
Yeah. Hey, time to move moving on down.
Yeah, we closing down. And you know, the thing that fucks me up is don't know that motherfuckers on that shit.
Yeah.
Why do I give a fuck? They still getting paid?
They act like they do, but
they're ready to go home.
That's
they said this is a club and we kicking you out.
Yeah, yeah. Right. This is private, motherfucker. You gotta be a member.
You ain't gotta go home, but you can't stay here. Yeah.
Now I will say that in Memphis at 10, they were like, all right, 9:30. They were like, all right, now start making your final discoveries or whatever they say, and be making your way up to the front.
Oh man.
Yeah, there. And then, I watched a video about Sam's Club the other day. This kid was in there, and he had gotten—he was autistic or some shit.
The Rizzler?
Yeah, and gotten overstimulated.
Boom!
And was just fucking knocking TVs over, like he was Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah.
Just up on where the TVs are.
Oh, but this place. I love that for him.
65-inch TVs, just.
Oh, yeah. I bet his father is proud.
Oh, he's like, his dad was down there. All right, son, stop playing Godzilla. I need you to come down here. They got insurance. They ain't had to pay for that shit.
I was about to say, and at this point, don't you know there was probably someone around the corner and that was probably for a short so they could go buy her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
There was more people fucking with their phones out than trying to help that kid. I didn't know.
That's insane.
That if somebody is having a fucking retardo episode,
let them go.
It is illegal
to stop them.
To stop them.
Just let them do what they do.
Shit.
If it had been me in that Sam's Club, I'd be like, hey, little motherfucker, you get your ass down.
I don't.
I'm joking right there.
Damn.
No, I don't. We got on the subject of talking about like just people kind of shitting in weird places. Like,
oh, I will shit anywhere I have to.
The Delco, the Philadelphia area, the chick that like shit on the car behind her. And then like we were talking about it at Relentless.
I will shit in front of people.
Dude, Mo showed me a video of just a chick just like pulling her pants down and she's like in the like the meat section at the grocery store. And she sat down and there was a person like right there on the other side of the aisle. And the whole time she's looking, and then that person finally kind of, oh no, and that she's like, yeah, honey, I had to go.
I would stop what I was doing right there and get my phone out and start recording that woman taking a shit. I'd be like, she can't, I can't.
I'd have found a magazine and went, no.
she got done.
That's what I would know. They were like, bad girl. You mean girl.
The dog.
No. Down beside her and start shitting too.
They're like, we're doing this today.
This is where we're doing it.
Hold my hand, Deborah.
Oh, this one's coming hard. Oh.
I didn't know this was Fecal Friday. We're just here in the meat section.
Oh my god.
Well, you know, they're letting everybody bring their dogs in everywhere now. I mean, if somebody says I'm just blame on the dog, I guess. That dog shit.
Dog shit over there. It looks humanish, but you know,
it's got corn. It's got corn in it.
There's corn.
Somebody brought a Great Dane in. You just didn't see.
They're like, god damn, that's a pile of shit.
Wow.
But just to wrap up Sam's Club, I had to get ID because we got some alcohol. I had to go down the line like to find somebody. Yeah. I need ID. That her. And I finally got to the person on the way over there. I was gonna ask her, I said, man, how long has it been 8 o'clock? And she said, about 6 minutes.
I was like,
so that means We ready for you to get your honky ass up out of here.
Yeah. But he was asking how long have they been closing at 8? About 6 minutes.
Well, they got closing on the mind.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Yeah, it's time to go.
It's time to like, go.
We got
to
get out of here.
We have been here since 8 o'clock this morning. There ain't no shifts at Sam's Club.
We've been here all day.
They ain't had me left.
You pull that shit again, they're going to cancel your membership.
Yeah, they will be like, this
you
guy.
Just got it that day.
Sorry, sir. You can't come back. Give me your card.
Give me the card.
Like, we're done.
Hand the card over.
You're done. You're done.
Why did it?
Costco might put up with this shit, but
yeah,
it's Sam's Club.
You go to Costco.
We do not.
Yeah, we don't put up with no boom meter.
And they done had all the samples put up. Yeah. Y'all was just in there with the workers.
Yeah, they was.
For the most part. There were people with some buggies that was like, it's going to take them about 20 minutes to check out.
They was like, yeah.
They just going to walk straight out.
We're sitting there holding on. We grab everything we can in both arms. Yeah. We're like, all right.
You had to actually buy some shit. You weren't just getting some.
It was mainly hamburgers, hot dog. And I wanted to price some things, but like right when we got in there, it was like stress level midnight.
Yeah, it was like maybe it's like five people as we walk about. Y'all better hurry up.
I asked one of them for a shopping cart. She like,
We ain't got no time for that.
You ain't shopping, baby. You hustling. Yeah.
You better get a bag.
Sam's Club, you rule.
I hear him. You get off work, you ready to get off.
And I wanted to stop by the ABC. They're closed. I guess they closed at 8 o'clock.
They did everything closed at fucking 8, man.
It's wild. Yeah.
On a Friday night.
Alabama sucks.
Ever since COVID, it's like, they just shut everything down for no damn reason.
Yeah. Blame her. Or whatever the fuck her name is.
Who?
Mama.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, Meemaw.
Her fucking stupid ass.
Meemaw Ivy.
Yeah,
whatever she's thinking.
Mama Justice?
Did you know? Okay, speaking of Alabama and their bullshit, did you know that the state of Alabama granted medical cannabis permits in 2024? Guess what they did in 2025?
Reversed
them and took them away.
Yup.
Wow.
Back down to square one?
Back at square one in Alabama with the medical cannabis program.
Yep.
Because Alabama fucking sucks.
Because Ivy. Y'all voted for her again. She not only had one term.
Who is y'all?
You live over there.
I didn't vote.
I don't vote.
Oh, I don't either. Somebody is voting for this bitch.
I'm a registered Mississippian. It's my DUI, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, because you had to get your non-adjudication.
Mm-hmm.
But you've lived in fucking Mississippi for the last 3 years, right?
I lived in Mississippi for 5 years before I got mine moved over.
Yeah. When I first moved to Columbus, I kept my Alabama license until I moved to Tennessee.
I kept mine until it expired. I was like, all right, well, it expired.
Yeah. And then Tennessee was like, oh, you live here.
Yeah.
We see you every day. That's what the police were like. And they're like, I'm like, yeah, I live here. I'm like, you got to get your driver's license changed to Tennessee then. I'm like, oh. I didn't know I had to. They're like, yeah, when you move to another area, you got 2 months.
2 months?
I'm like, I had no fucking clue, dude.
I did 3 years. Oh, well.
I'm not that important. I don't get shit in the mail. I don't even have a mailbox now. I don't get shit in the mail. I get my bills online. Try to pay with cash.
I tell you,
I'm a ghost.
It was so funny during election season this year. And there's like, you know, somebody real concerned. Oh my God, please tell me you're voting. I said, I don't even know what state I'm registered to vote in. I don't know what happened. I promise you, I don't care.
I think I'm registered in Tennessee because my license is still valid in Tennessee. And I'm registered in Mississippi.
I got to keep on keeping on regardless.
You do. We'll have jury duty like 3 times in a row.
Dude, I have never even got a jury duty summons because I'm not on their radar.
You ain't got no mail.
I am not in the system, dude. The only system I am in is in the judicial system.
They're like, nah, we don't want you on a jury anyway.
Dude, I don't even
get breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Like, you know how some people say get letters about tax debt that they need to settle? I don't get that shit.
Neither do I.
I don't get anything.
Right when I see anything like that, I just
throw it away. Like, I never saw
it. I didn't see that.
Dude, the wind took it.
I like, never got that.
You have been taxed for substance. Well, I had a lot of stuff going on at once upon a time, and I was having some money coming in. They weren't mine, but it was still coming to me.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I had to deal with all that shit. And then I'm like, you know what?
Shit.
Probably about 7 years ago, I was like, fuck this shit. They only know what you tell them.
It's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. Oh.
If you don't tell them shit, they don't fucking know nothing.
They might come looking.
They might. No, because I don't exist, dude.
Like, not even there.
I don't even have a Social Security card. I have a Social Security number.
Well, of course.
But I don't have a card.
The card don't mean shit.
Yeah. I don't have bank account. I don't have nothing.
All right. We got Alexander Supertramp.
Tips.
Ghost.
Helpful hints to become a ghost, guys.
All right. Yep.
Don't ask them for shit.
And my favorite post of John today. Choose violence.
Choose violence. Choose violence and get on bars.
I wanted to remind all of you that you can all catch these hands.
Yeah, my favorite part of that little thing I posted was like, he was like, shit, what was he saying? I'm going to fucking hide it away. It'll come back.
You deserve it.
Yeah, hey, that was good. You deserve it. Choose violence. You deserve it. And then it's like, you don't have to take the upper hand. This ain't no fucking country song.
Yeah. Yeah, the high road.
Yeah, the high road. High road. Yeah. You don't have to take the high road. This ain't no fucking country song. Choose violence. You're welcome.
Yeah, dude, have me cracking up.
I always choose violence. If there's an aggressive stance to take, I'm gonna take it.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, who else chooses violence? Gilbert. The Triceratops.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
We went and he wasn't even there today, man.
I know.
Made the food suck.
Well, I'll tell you what else, though.
We didn't have to worry about our rice being stolen.
He said, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
He said, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
That's what the Triceratops said
about
coming to work at the restaurant we ate at. Because I ain't giving them no. He said,
Johnny, you going to work today? John said, shit.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
And then Gilbert says, stay at home. I'll be right here. But you can take baby Triceratops with you.
Yes.
Definitely had it.
I forgot all about my big ass tea bag here, man. Sitting here with my mouth dry as fuck.
It'll do it to you. There's been I don't care to do this, but we kind of do it. But Big Tay, I know him. You know, like I didn't know he was from here, but I've been watching his videos.
Brooksville is more specifically.
But I've been watching his videos for a while. But there's like an influx of those kind
of
guys.
There's a bunch of them, man. It's like I kind of want to go.
We can do it. Just all of us do it.
Columbus,
out there and cut out
Columbus, Mississippi. We at the restaurant.
Chicken fried rice
lemon pepper wings, and wonton soup.
That wonton soup was fucking on point, that was, man.
About a gallon of
I wonton ate a soup. Gallon of
that was a lot.
When John goes, he said, give me the bucket.
give me the bucket.
I want the gabagool.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Just stuck a straw in it. And...
yeah, the food reviewers, that's wild to me. Like, I do respect Big Tay because he doesn't try and get the shit for free. He buys all his food.
Right. He buys all of it.
Yeah.
And half time he's just his call. So.
That way he doesn't have to stroke nobody's dick.
Yeah, he can
tell
it like it is. Yeah.
If it sucks, he's like, I wasted my money on this shit.
He does. Yeah, there's another one. It's funny to me.
You talking about the long haired little kid?
To where he
sounds like he's got like a whole bunch of shit in his nose when he talks.
Yes.
Yes.
Today we're eating this pizza.
I'm over here at the Centertown Pizzeria.
That sucks.
The last time I was in here, I couldn't even eat it because it was just terrible.
They refused to serve me 3 times. Shit, I wonder why.
It was just terrible, man. Okay. And I'm going to try it right now. Hold on.
You know the rule, one bite.
safe to say they haven't improved at all. Yeah. Bitch, that's why they don't want you to come in there. The food sucks. Just go on about your day. Don't be like, don't put, man, that's one thing I don't like. Putting local shit on blast.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're not going to go put fucking... Let's say you're not gonna go put people do in Columbus, but put fucking Pizza Hut on blast.
Everything on blast in Columbus.
Be like, they had 3 pizzas and made me wait for 45 minutes for 3 pizzas. Bitch, they had to cook them. That's 15 minutes of pizza. What the fuck?
Like, damn, shit just ain't ready.
It's not gonna be ready as soon as you call. I called 10 minutes ago and they said to give them 30, and it wasn't ready when I got here. No shit.
The whole restaurant packed.
Yeah. But I'm not a fan of shitting on local restaurants. But if they suck, they need to know they suck. They don't need to be like coddled because it's not good.
Right. But
that's why I'm not nice to one of the restaurants in town, because I think their food sucks.
Put them on blast.
Not gonna.
Oh, no.
Just don't go.
I just don't go.
And I agree.
All right. I'm better. Yeah, man. Usually when it comes to stuff like that, it's if what mama tells you, you know, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say it. Praise them, you know, if it's gonna be on social media.
But be
critical to them. Like,
this pizza sucks. This pizza
do good. It. Do it, man to man. Be like,
hey,
man. You know, I gotta tell you
something about your pizza, brother.
But I couldn't tell you. Like,
where is his stance coming from, though? How does he have the exquisite palate to tell us what's the best pizza?
Like, yeah.
Good. Yeah. I might go get that pizza
and
at Centerton Cafe.
All he ever gets is cheese.
Yeah.
Like, cheese, what the hell? Yeah, you gonna
cheese pizza gonna fucking suck.
It's cheese.
No matter
bread,
where you
salt.
Get it.
What else you gonna do?
Yeah. It's, I mean, you're not reinventing the wheel. They're not putting Gouda and you know, other fucking fancy ass cheeses on a cheese pizza. They're putting fucking mozzarella, some goddamn sauce, and saying, here, bitch.
Don't get mad at me. Get mad at your mama.
Yeah, get mad at your mama for not giving you a way to make your taste buds.
Yep.
Mature.
Yeah. One bite, you know the rules.
10 bites later.
Yeah, I ate half a damn pizza. It sucks.
Like, man, I can't even taste the sauce. That's because it's covered in cheese, dude.
Look how floppy it is.
Look,
I don't like when it's floppy.
Because it's cheese. Bitch.
That's good cheese.
I wish we could, you know how you can remix your Snapchats?
Yes.
I wish we could remix videos of people's. People do that.
You can.
But then they might come at you, and I don't, you know, you don't ask for nothing, you don't get nothing.
It would be a very, maybe have it on a soundboard. You know the rules.
You know the rules.
Wind it up.
Yeah. Little baby wieners.
That rotisserie chicken. I'm obsessed with her.
Oh, Balin.
Y'all ever even check any of that Love on the Spectrum out?
Yeah. Me and Kyle watched it like last week.
Shit is fucking great.
It's really not bad. I was like, all right, it's got some.
And then they got some moments. Power autistic couple now. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
I can't remember their names, but it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
they're the huge power couple though, and they're like, well, we have to go and do this for church. And I'm like, God damn, y'all got more shit going on than I do. Yeah. What the fuck?
Would you say it's
together for like 5 years and shit?
Yeah. would it be the type of tism to where they have to use like goblin tools to kind of help them out with communication and doing tasks, or like
they're
high function?
They're all high function.
Okay. Like, I mean, I think that's an interesting show. Sure, I haven't watched any of it, but like I think that's one thing the show probably did a good job of, is just showing how broad the spectrum is, you know? Like,
right. I mean, there's some of the people they interview and, you know, talk to, they just normal ass weirdos.
Yeah.
You know, just got a little weirdness about them.
Yeah,
but you can tell it's something's off. But it's like,
okay,
it's not that bad.
One of them chicks is hot.
Oh yeah, I know. But I was like, where'd that go?
I'm like, I take a little touch of the tism, man.
Shit.
He's like, I got a spectrum for you.
Yeah. See how you like my spectrum.
Mm-hmm. All right, the whole spectrum.
Been watching Antiques Roadshow.
No,
oh, hell yeah.
Didn't one of that guy pass away? No, that's
not. No, that's American Pickers.
Yeah, that was American Pickers.
No, Antiques Roadshow is before all that shit.
Yeah, it's the OG.
I was like, what we have here is a late
micro, whatever.
a late Renaissance boss.
Yeah, touched by John F. Kennedy.
In certain situations, this vase would be worth maybe 3,000 to 5,000, but since this one's got that little stem on the bottom, it's worth at least $70,000.
Yeah, that's how every episode goes. Every episode.
Like, where do these people find all this? Like, everybody they show.
Like, it's like, not just, it's the rarest thing in the world. Like, whatever. And every now and then, there'll be one. We're like, nah.
That's kind of shit.
This one's fake.
I found this formula tie in my pond, and I heard it was valued at $200.
What?
Actually, that was the first wheelbarrow produced by Mr. Wheelbarrow himself.
And that was the tire design.
Yeah.
Look at the rim. The rim is really what gives it away. It's a little rust, a little patina.
A little patina on the rim there.
But
that's okay.
That actually helps the valve.
It will buff out.
Got to have that.
Yes.
Easily, you would first glance $200, but no, says this is actually an $80,000 wheel and tire.
This is an $80,000. And now, you know, it's been on for so long.
Oh, my God.
Now they have what it was predicted at, or, you know, what it was appraised at then. And then they have another little box comes up, appraised in 2013 at blah, 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 blah. And it's like, sometimes they go way down, sometimes they go way up.
Yeah, that would always be funny. We checked in with the customer 5 years later because they decided to hold it instead of selling it.
Yeah,
the Voss is now valued at a nickel.
Yeah, I was like, you can't even give it away.
5 cents.
People don't even want it.
Yeah. Who collects Vosses anyway?
Dude, I seen some shit. I saw a fucking, I don't know, it was like this antique wagon miniature, and it had like miniature people.
Oregon Trail kind of people?
Yeah. And
the guy
was like,
Donner Party kind of people?
If this was an original, it would be worth $1,500, but this is a copy, unfortunately. This was made in the late 1950s.
I would be so mad if that episode aired and it was me and like Just imagine, like, all the people that come over to your house, you would always,
yeah,
my prize, look at this. Can you believe this painting? That's a shit smear from that girl in Delco.
This is the hood of the car.
The girl sold the car instead of washing it after the incident. I have the hood.
Here it is.
I paid $20,000 for this.
I paid
$20,000. And today we're doing the DNA check on what's left of the fecal matter. And it just came back and
it's fake.
It's fake.
It that wasn't fake. Her shit.
That was actually a rattlesnake shit.
All right. You ever seen a rattlesnake shit before?
I know you have to massage them if they're not out in the wild. Why push the turds out of them?
Why do you know this?
I want reptiles.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to massage the turds out of them if they're not wild.
Hell yeah. That sounds like some kind of innuendo.
That sounds like some Kanye.
No, Diddy. No, Diddy.
And the massage shit now.
You gotta work at thing.
Massage the shit gotta, down. Gotta from squeeze, his lower back.
Squeeze the shit out of a snake.
scratch his knee while he's doing it.
You gotta tickle his knuckle.
You gotta itch his chin. He likes that. I don't know where that snake's knee is. You'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find it.
How do we get here, guys?
I wish somebody would massage the poops out of me.
That's how we got here.
There we go.
You know. I mean, think about it. No effort poops.
It would be pretty good.
I mean, the mine are mostly no effort anyway.
Yeah, they just fall out.
They just fall right out. Yeah. Sometimes I have to worry if I'm walking funny, you know.
Shout out, Little Caesars. I had me one Friday.
Yeah.
It went a little earlier than I wanted it to be.
Yeah. That was and I like, you know, Randy's take on it. You know, somebody, it was a good tweet. It said, now that I'm adult, you know, I'm not going to shit myself, or I haven't shit myself yet. And his reply was, it's not a matter of if, it's when.
It's when. It's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have shit myself as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
I'm coming off
a couple of times.
I had too, and I was like, watch this.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't hit me in a better spot, though. I would like, a nightmare would be like if I was like grocery shopping at Walmart.
In public.
And just running down
there. You just pop the squat right there.
Yeah. And then Deborah comes back and sit down and holds your hand.
Yeah.
I had to pee. Here comes Uncle Steve, cousins.
Pulling up in a Rari.
Well, anything else happening lately that we failed to cover?
I feel like we should do a dime of the week.
Dime of the week.
Ding, ding.
There it is. What you got there, John? You brought it up. What you got?
My dime?
Yeah.
Shit, you don't want to know mine.
Go for it, man.
It's, let me see.
Oh.
See, you got me all fucked up and put me on the spot, dude.
Well, you're the one that's
I figured you would have one on deck.
Oh, I have one on deck.
Then use your shit.
Mine's a little Alabama girl.
That's good.
For one thing. So, what was it? Jesse Murph?
I don't know.
You don't know Jesse Murph?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, yeah.
I put you on game, man.
Yeah.
What's she up to?
She looking good.
I will say there is some news. King of the Hill's coming back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bobby's gonna be old.
Yeah. He's.
You think he's gonna end up looking exactly like his actual dad?
Yep. And Dale's gonna die.
What, Dale's gonna die?
Dale's gonna die. Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe
because the voice actor that voiced Dale is dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
True. Well, that sucked.
But I wonder who. Hello?
All kind of iconic. You got old Boomhauer.
Boomhauer. I'm wondering how they're bringing him back. Because, you know, I'm a fan of King of the Hill, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
The last episode, they portrayed him to be a FBI agent.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're going to spin it to where he was investigating Dale.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Probably so.
Yeah. Oh, that would be wild.
Yeah. Makes complete sense.
Well, that would be. Yeah. He wouldn't have to kill Dale off. He would have got arrested.
He
got taken down.
And I'm sure, you know, with the advances in AI, they may not even kill him off.
Yeah.
They could piece it together.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I was, you know, AI's coming up on 3 years of, like, kind of moving. Y'all remember, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, they asked AI to do a render a video with Will Smith eating spaghetti.
Spaghetti, yeah, I saw that. And the tube side by side.
Yeah.
And it's just night and day.
And this year, it's just, like, believable.
Yeah, it's like, that's Will Smith eating spaghetti.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt.
I mean, and you already, I mean, both political sides use it. I mean, they'll mock up something and make a news article about it, and it looks like it looks legit, and then you have to give them about 3 to 6 hours and be like, that's fake. That was made by a computer.
Well, it used to be the hands. They couldn't do hands.
Yeah, for some reason. Yeah.
But they can now.
They can do hands now.
Everybody talks shit about the hands. It's like, all right,
we're going to catch these hands.
Yeah.
You're going to catch these hands, motherfucker.
AI about to choose violence.
Just in 3 years, how much is advanced? Imagine what it's going to be like.
Oh, dude, they're making AI touch.
Yeah.
So they're getting close to AI sex dolls.
Yep.
Oh, your Megan Fox movie is coming true.
Right. Al can't wait.
I'll buy one. Shit. Want to deal with nothing?
Shit.
John's like, shit. Come over here. Sign me up.
Come over here and give me a blowjob. Okay.
I was not programmed to do that. I am not Kanye West.
I'm not your cousin.
I don't want that incestual shit over here. You come over here, you fucking robot, and give me a blowjob. I want it toothy too, motherfucker.
Put some stank on it, he said.
That took a turn.
Yeah. We get there every now and then.
AI, man. AI is cool. I can't wait till they get the touch thing down. Because then we'll just get that much closer to smell.
Smell-o-vision. What about that?
Smell will be cool.
Wasn't like the new Nintendo Switch or whatever it's supposed to have like some kind of
smell
some feature. Kind of smell feature in it. I was like, what the fuck?
How?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you got to put a cartridge in there or
you play in Legend of Zelda and you run through a grass field and all you smell is pollen. You
smell grass.
Start sneezing and shit. You get in a fight. You get your ass whooped. You start tasting iron. Oh, yeah. He's whooping my ass.
He's whooping my ass.
You're gonna be able to smell Mario fart.
Yeah,
I mean they already got like haptic suits and shit.
Yeah,
so you can feel pain and stuff.
That's true.
That's wild. I wouldn't want to feel that. Here's GTA 6, dude. You get shot. It's just like the real thing.
You die for real.
Have fun.
It's like that movie. It's like that movie. Stay alive.
Yeah.
Horror games in VR though.
Oh yeah.
Are a whole different thing. Yeah,
that's pretty fucking scary, actually.
It's
like, damn. Right.
That shit gives me vertigo.
Yeah, I can't do the sensory deprivation stuff.
I remember that's in the IMAX was when I figured stuff like that, like when it's kind of. It always gives me like, man, it makes it to where I feel like I'm falling smoke.
Look like Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's running out of chair. He's on the floor.
I'm about to go get in Club Shay Shay.
Club Shay.
Oh, Club Shay Shay.
Little Club 400.
I call it.
We grilled out yesterday, and that was some of the funniest stories and times I've had in a while. And it's just like, it's insane to be able to like just create that kind of environment, where it's that fun.
Yeah, I just like going up there and hanging out
and a bottle of Old Crow.
I just want to hear some shit.
We don't have Old Crow, believe it or not. They don't let Paul, my son.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
Parmesan.
Give me some Parmesan, some Skol Vodka.
Yeah.
He said, "Fuck that shit."
I love it though, man.
Old Gilbert.
Oh, Gilbert the Triceratops.
Gilbert's a motherfucker.
Gilbert the Triceratops. Fuck that shit.
You going to work? Shit.
I bet he drinks the skull.
he might go on up to the Burtons. You never know.
He might be a Burtons type of dog, son.
He likes rice.
Yeah, it was a good time yesterday. Man, should have had a good time this evening. Anything else to do before we go? I think we about covered. Any movies coming out or
nothing crazy?
Nothing crazy.
The only thing, they're not movies. There's something. Lip Biscuit's back in the studio. That's a good thing or a bad thing, but.
It's just one of those days.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
One of those days they're back in the studio.
Yeah.
When you don't want to wake up.
Hey. You know them, you motherfuckers.
Because they did it all for Nookie.
Yeah, fucking right.
Come on.
Hell yeah.
The Nookie.
Yeah, some of that chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
Starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all be loving this shit right here.
I be loving all for the Nookie.
Yeah.
Fred Durst and Corey.
Corey Feldman.
Yeah. Is it?
No.
I was going to say, sounds right.
Corey Feldman was on the Loser Tour with them when the last time they come around. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's about the only other thing I remember that popped up. Sometimes soon.
Get it off for the Nookie.
I'm still wondering what that dude that was on the side of the road, what he stopped and said to nobody. You're just strutting along and then you stop. He goes,
that's my favorite part of the song. What song?
He didn't have no damn earbuds. He was beatboxing in his head. He was like, whatever, man.
I had thought of Jesus for a minute.
Stop. He was flossing, doing the floss.
He probably stopped and felt, damn, I look good.
That was tight, wasn't it?
Hey, bet you wish you had your phone with that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, it was nice.
Like, look at this dude. Anyway. So,
yeah. Listen to World War III. It's like Forrest Gump.
Yeah. He was singing in his head. He was like, I gave my cousin head.
Wait a minute. We saw a first live reaction live.
First one, he stopped.
Oh, what?
Wait a minute.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
He's like, this ain't pretty good, though.
That beat goes hard.
Yeah, this shit still slaps.
Very nice. All right, anything else?
Nope.
Thank y'all for
listening.
Well, y'all got to look up Jesse Murph now, so y'all know what's going on.
Take me to the junkyard.
Throw me in the pile with others.
I have broken down beyond repair.
Beyond repair.
Beyond repair.
System overload. There's a bug inside the code of my biological software.
I'm beyond repair. I'm comprised mostly of wear and tear. Beyond repair, why don't you let me go? Don't be a square. I lie awake in bed. I feel like I'm just a dead weight. So let's untie that knot and sell me for scrap at a salvage lot.
Take me to the job.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.